Maintain your balance. We need balance to stand. With every aggressive suggestion that you master, you will have a greater unfoldment of truth and love. Aggressive mental suggestion is all the adverse influence there is. Human thought is beginning to recognize this. Now, thought calls it material or electrical or chemical, etc., translated back or resolved into some influence. Therefore, refuse to be mesmerized by the suggestion of destructive material vibration, destructive influence of any sort, super sound or super light influence, atom bombs, radio waves, radium waves. All there is of these waves or vibrations or influence is aggressive mental suggestions. Refuse to be influenced by aggressive suggestions of destructive influence, claiming objectification as so-called material poison or mental poison. All there is to a suggestion is a suggestion about some spiritual reality. Melt the error away in the discernment of the one influence, action, substance, the one true emotion, the one presence, the one function and operation of law, the harmonious rhythm of truth and love unfolding. Aggressive mental suggestion claims to function as the discordant mental emotions to produce the symptoms of every so-called disease in any one of these ways. It claims to function as symptoms, nerve centers, and every so-called bodily function. See how aggressive mental suggestion manufactures every symptom in every so-called bodily function. See how aggressive mental suggestion manufactures every symptom in every so-called bodily function. See how aggressive mental malpractice manufactures every symptom in every so-called physical discord. Then, treat aggressive mental suggestion instead of symptoms. If you uncover and destroy the mesmeric suggestion that claims to be causing the physical discord, the healing will be instantaneous. Handle suggestions along these different lines to heal all kinds of trouble, for all there is to physical ills is the mesmerism of suggestion, or being mesmerized by suggestion. Mesmerism is doing it all, and you are manufacturing your own bodily ills. So melt away the aggressive mental suggestion that would mesmerize you, and so disturb and harass you, and perhaps torture you, until your disturbed thought is objectified in some physical trouble, and you then have the trouble you chose. There is a good normal human belief, whereas abnormal condition or discordant electrical function and action goes on as the function of aggressive mental suggestion, which is destructive. All there is to physical ills is the ability on your part to be mesmerized by aggressive mental suggestion sufficiently until you feel your disturbed thought and so objectify your disturbed thinking as feeling. Then, to realize healing, the aggressive mental suggestion that has disturbed your thinking and feeling, that has claimed to mesmerize you, has to be uncovered, discerned, and melted away by your unfoldment of truth and love. Christian Science has been discovered for the very purpose of showing that evil is not real. Your duty is to be the demonstration of divine science, its fulfillment, its accomplishment. The uncovering and upheaval of so-called evil in the United States bears witness to what this unfoldment of divine science in consciousness is doing to bring to the surface and uncover evil to individual and world consciousness. For what purpose? To deliver the world, to master evil. The following is a treatment for one who becomes ill. There is no aggressive mental suggestion here. There is nothing here but the Christ consciousness, delivering you from what it would seem to have brought to the surface. Only one presence here working out salvation. There is no mental aggressive suggestion doing anything. The Christ consciousness is all there is going on, the unfolding of truth and love as our consciousness, the infinite presence, the all-harmonious presence. Use the Lord's Prayer with its spiritual interpretation. A patient who had been healed of an illness many years ago seemed to suffer a relapse. The treatment uncovered that the patient had attended with a friend who was persuasive a meeting of false science called Unity. There she had heard a great deal against Christian Science and had seen much disloyalty to science and Mrs. Eddy. Those in Unity used her statements without giving her credit. All those aggressive mental suggestions were reversed and cast out. The demonstration of healing was made by the next day. Her own disturbed thought had manifested the illness. The errors were uncovered and reversed. You will heal most of your patients by handling the claim of aggressive, mesmeric suggestion for yourself. The whole purpose of aggressive mental suggestion is to produce disloyalty and apostasy and hypocrisy in the ranks of Christian Scientists. Error does its best to hide from your discernment. You see aggressive mental suggestion parading as Unity organization, parading as a law of relapse, reversal, rebound, or obstruction. Handle aggressive mental suggestion of hatred of an organization. Handle jealousy and hatred toward the United States. There is one thing greater than happiness: holiness. And holiness includes happiness. It must be clear to you that there is no such thing as resistance to truth, for the unfolding of truth is doing it all, melting it away. A woman who had done such beautiful healing work had never been healed of the trouble for which she originally came into science. She said, "I know there is some error in me." Mesmerism made her say that. The aggressive mental suggestion arguing in her consciousness as her thinking, and as others thinking about her, that she was in error, mesmerized her to accept it and think, "I am in error." When it was uncovered to her that she had been mesmerized to accept and consent to that suggestion, and that it was her thought that was being objectified, she was instantly healed. Love is always giving, giving, giving. It is never trying to get, but the suggestions of error are always trying to get. Because they have nothing of themselves, they are always seeking to get. The aggressive mental suggestion can only seem to exist by getting something from the Christ consciousness, which is always giving. The more it gives, the more it is uncovering aggressive mental suggestions. However long the mental suggestion remains, the healing will come when the aggressive mental suggestion learns to give itself up. It must give all for Christ. It has to give itself up. The upheaval and uncovering of so-called evils in our country bear witness to what the unfolding of divine science is doing to bring crime to the surface. Then, do we need to stand in awe of crime and graft? The unfolding of truth and love that has brought them to the surface will melt them away. Let us be faithful to our unfoldment of the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion. The upheavals of the Christian Science movement and our own individual experiences indicate that there is great necessity to master the aggressive mental suggestions as fast as they appear, and as fast as our unfoldment appears. For then, we demonstrate the nothingness of aggressive mental suggestion. Be wise, and do not thrust upon minds unprepared for them disputed points, lest we promote collisions of thought or aggressive mental suggestions beyond what we ourselves are able to bear. Often, claims are only mental suggestions that Christian Science has brought to the surface through the unfoldment of truth and love. Let science bring to the surface in the normal way what one knows one can take care of. Our work seems more difficult now than in the early days, because truth and love have brought to the surface many beliefs that claim to mesmerize. Aggressive mental suggestions make our work more difficult. They cause resistance to our healing. If you do not take possession of aggressive mental suggestions and destroy them, they will certainly seem to take possession of you and destroy you and the Christian Science movement. You are your own savior, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the unfoldment of truth and love is, there is liberty. Then refuse to think there is such a thing as malpractice and mesmerism, because the unfolding consciousness of truth and love is all that is going on. That which brings to the surface these aggressive mental suggestions is able to master them, if you refuse to be mesmerized by them. Then aggressive mental suggestion cannot parade as destructive insects or anything else, any more than it can parade as unloving Christian Scientists. Don't be influenced by what others think. You have a demonstrable science. Prove it. You might think about something correctly that 100 other persons might be thinking incorrectly. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Principle and its idea is one, and this one is God." Close quote. Then, principle and its idea exist as God and his reflection, as man and the universe. All ideas exist in mind, as mind, abstractly or subjectively, before they unfold, so that they can, as they unfold, appear concretely and objectively as your ideas manifested. When disputed points arise among Christian Scientists, see them as aggressive mental suggestions and handle them. Then you recognize the suggestion as self-evidently false. Recognize that it cannot mesmerize anyone's consciousness, and recognize the real spiritual fact in its place. Melt away all aggressive mental suggestions through unfoldment. The great point for us to discern is that life is spiritual and not material, and that God is all, and that there is no evil. The consciousness that knows the nothingness of any mesmeric influence is breaking the mesmerism that there is anything material. You have to exist as God's expression. Quote, principle in its idea is one, close quote. Break all mesmerism for yourself, hatred of divine metaphysics, hatred of your practicing. Then shall the whole world know that Christian Science is of God. Love one another. This is one of the greatest miracles to be wrought here on earth. Can you say to your brother and sister, as Jacob said, quote, I have seen your face as though it were the face of God, close quote. Love is spirit, and love spiritualizes consciousness. Our great work is spiritualization of thought. Love is the great spiritualizing power. Take this up daily and see through the ruse of aggressive mental suggestion that your work does not heal. It is God and divine science that heals. You know what that is, and you know how to give a Christian Science treatment, so do not be fooled by these inane, aggressive mental suggestions. That is the end of the address.